We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
And grassroots marketing on CannabisRadio.com continues, but first we have to go and talk about our good friends at the Buzz CRM, which I get to be a part of, our team's a part of, because we built it. The Buzz CRM, it is filled to the brim with 500 different marketing tools to help you personalize workflows, get your work done through call, text, email, everything. Listen, I'm doing this ad because I've been doing it for so long, I'm not even looking at the script anymore. I'm just kind of just going off of memory because that's how much I've talked about this so much. But the good news is you will not have to hear me talk about this as much as we have because we've had quite a few people that have been signing up thanks to you listening to this program and on Blunt Business. But because we've had a lot of response for, hey, we want to see this in action. Put us under the hood. We're going to have webinars coming up very soon to let you look at the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. It's going to be great. It's like an international auto show. Like, here's the brand new model, right? Imagine all the tools that you need in one spot. Get rid of the subscriptions all over the place. The ones you don't need that are outdated, and you don't want to keep managing that. One place for everything. Trust me, we use it ourselves here at Cannabis Radio because we know it works. And we're passing along to you. Proprietary, low barrier entry. Find out for yourself right now, thebuzzcrm.com, thebuzzcrm.com. Sign up today. You'll be happy that you did. So I'm welcoming back a guest I had on here on Grassroots Marketing back in December 2023. The founder and visionary behind Teleria Transportation, a serial entrepreneur with over 15 years in logistics and business management, leading with a wide range of real-world experience. So we haven't talked to our friend here in a little over 18 months, but we're glad to go and have him on back. I'm here with Ari Raptes. Ari, thanks for being back with us once again.
Jorge, thank you for having me.
Yeah, love to go and get you back on here. There's a few things that happened as of late in terms of expanding into New Jersey and the wholesale cannabis market. It's something we looked at through the Yahoo Finance folks that wrote about this. And yeah, you're adapting your established security and logistics protocols to meet the unique needs and demands of a burgeoning wholesale environment. So managing higher volume, increasing logistical complexity on wholesale distribution in this bigger market here for New Jersey. Talk to me about this change and what has been done to implement and ensure efficient and secure movement of product.
Awesome. Well, expanding into New Jersey's wholesale cannabis market presents new challenges, particularly with high volumes that you mentioned, expanded storage needs, and an increased transportation complexity. Unlike retail dispensary transport, where we're primarily dealing with smaller, more frequent deliveries, wholesale requires bulk shipments, multi-location coordination, and advanced inventory tracking to ensure smooth operations.
And I would imagine with this move into New Jersey, it's basically waiting to go across the bridges and tunnels to get into New York State. Is it New York State, and can I get, is that also part of in the transportation area that you also serve or hoping to serve soon?
Yeah, so we actually have a pending application waiting for our approval by the cannabis board in New York. But our goal is to keep on expanding. I mean, we have a enhanced warehouse management system and logistics routing software to help optimize the deliveries across each state in its diverse geographic areas, from the dense urban centers to like Newark or dense urban areas like New York City. So we're looking to implement those softwares across the multiple markets.
Because I can only imagine that with New York and New Jersey themselves, I just remember going and falling on the taxi rides, going to and from the airport, going to conferences for years, and just seeing the level of trying to go and get across and get product an efficient amount of time, keeping it secure with all the thoroughfares you have to go through to make sure it goes in and, you know, from a point A to point B and getting it safely. So is there anything that does change at all in terms of the high volume environments like in New York and New Jersey to go and serve?
No, well, security, right? You mentioned security. That remains still our top priority. So expanded our security facilities to accommodate the wholesale inventory safely. We've enhanced our GPS tracking with real-time monitoring for the wholesale shipments. And we maintained our commitment to employ a retired law enforcement and military personnel to oversee the high-value product movement.
Now, one of the things I noticed was that Fortune Magazine featured you and your team just last month talking about the fact that you mentioned that you're running a multi-million-dollar business, but it's federally illegal. And in the story that was being told here, you talked about the fact that, you know, there was the fact that the federal cannabis ban is making my business illegal. But how do you reconcile the inherent risk of federal intervention with your ambitious expansion plans? Obviously, with the state and inside of states working within the parameters of each cannabis control board's rules within that they have for their specific medical or adult use programs. You know, will you involve me about the push into non-cannabis armored transport and any specific contingencies you're developing to mitigate any potential disruptions that could be caused from a federal ban or anything where federal enforcement comes into play superseding what the state is doing?
Oh, what a great question. So operating in a federally legal industry comes with risk, but we've built Hilari with compliance and risk mitigation at our core. The key is understanding and adapting to the regulatory landscape in each state we operate in while preparing for those potential federal shifts. I mean, ways to mitigate that risk and what we're doing is we're expanding into non-cannabis armored transport. We now handle cash logistics for financial institutions, retailers, and high-value asset companies. So this diversification helps reduce our reliance on cannabis and positions us from a broader security logistics provider. A couple other aspects is we maintain strict compliance measures that align with the both state and federal financial regulatories, so that if legislation happens, we're already structured to integrate seamlessly. And most importantly, educating our investors and partners on the industry's resilience. Despite federal restrictions, the cannabis sector is rapidly growing. And even without federal legislation, demand for secure transport remains strong.
One of the areas I want to take a look at, because we've talked extensively about the ongoing issues where we're waiting to go ahead and see where the Health and Human Services, you know, while the Biden administration was still in office, to make the recommendation to the FDA to reschedule cannabis from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. Now, we know that the DEA right now, they have been holding back, and we've had a judge there that has continued to go ahead and delay any ruling on the rescheduling that was already requested. They already had thousands of medical professionals already vying and saying, go ahead and do this. We know that the financial implications of rescheduling will help for those with Section 280E distinctions. That gets removed, and you can write off about a good 10-15% of that revenue back to your companies. The other part is on the medical side, we know that more research could be done because there will be more access to research. But is there anything that the rescheduling process would do to help in the transportation portion of what you're doing?
Well, the big point is the Safe Banking Act and having that be...
Taxes was paying so much to get your taxes done every single year. Now Taxes is getting a TurboTax expert who will beat the price you paid your pro last year, so you get the most money back this year. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Switch to an expert now at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Proof of amount paid may be required. Must sign up by 3/18 and file by 3/25. Subject to terms at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Kind of come into fruition, but the Safe Banking Act would be a game changer. We can't build a strategy without legislation, legislative uncertainty. Instead, we focus on practical financial solutions that allow cannabis businesses to operate effectively today.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, some key strategies on kind of what we've implemented was smart safes. This allows kind of the dispensary to digitally credit their bank account when they deposit cash, reducing their need for frequent cash pickups. And more, expanding our banking partnerships. We work with compliant banks and credit unions that accept cannabis, helping dispensaries and find financial solutions that work with existing laws. And then we also have a cashless solution where we explore digital payment options to reduce the reliance on cash transactions, like bank-to-bank transfers and cashless ATMs at the dispensary front.
So there's still quite a bit of news when it comes to where the rescheduling process is going to be. The Safe Banking Act, let's just give a little bit of information just to update the audience real quick about this as they hear this. So as of late, there's been issues right now on the DEA rescheduling, where there are one of the two designated participants, which was Perkins Coie LLP, which was legal counsel for the administrative law judge proceedings, that there was issues with where they've been derailed in the cannabis rescheduling process because they were removed as legal counsel. There is part of that. And right now there's a motion by Perkins Coie to go ahead and work on a hearing to debate the merits of reclassifying cannabis on March 17th. So that's coming, which should have already happened. We haven't had any news from that as of yet. And as for the Safe Banking Act, just to give a point, there are still Senate Banking Committee members that are still urging members to improve and pass the Safe Banking Act. The Brookings Institute testified to the Senate Banking Committee on that. And I was back on February 5th. So we're still waiting to find out if anything will be done where they will move forward to put up for a vote and see what happens there. So we're keeping an eye on all that. Hopefully we get some good news out of all this here, but of course, stay tuned to Cannabis Radio for that. And now when it comes to one of the things I remember we talked about before when we had you on before was expanding in the new markets, that you always had the consistency and effectiveness of security protocols because you always recruited and trained retired law enforcement and military personnel. That was one of the things that, you know, really put a lot of pride behind. Are there any regional variations of security threats that would require tailored approaches? Anything you would need to maintain a standardized level of security across a national footprint? Because I know you've had a lot of focus on that as well.
Well, you know, we're very fortunate to have zero losses since we come into inception.
Wow.
And security threats vary by region, but our core approach remains the same. Employ highly trained personnel, use advanced tracking technology, and implement strict security measures. So our tailored security assessment, each market has its own unique risk. So we conduct detailed threat assessments to adapt our security strategies to local conditions. We standardize training. Every Telaria driver undergoes the same rigorous law enforcement level security training, regardless of the location. And then most importantly, the integration of our technology, real-time tracking, AI-driven route optimization, and automated alerts to ensure that shipments remain secure across our expanding footprint.
Now, the other part is we're talking about also wholesale operations. So transitioning into wholesale logistics requiring significant investments in technology and infrastructure is always putting back into what you're doing here, always improving. Is there anything you can tell me about, you know, since we last talked 18 months ago, any changes to technology that you're doing right to optimize route planning, inventory management, real-time tracking of wholesale shipments, and scaling infrastructure to handle increased volume and complexity of these operations? And you can tell me what you've done that's changed in the process.
Well, wholesale logistics demand precision, efficiency, and scalability. So we're invested into it. So we're actually building our own WMS software, our own routing, and our own online marketplace to kind of integrate into the respective markets. Real-time tracking and automated compliance reporting is super important, ensuring transparency at every step of the supply chain. And with our software that we're building, we're able to optimize bulk inventory storage and movement. We're key on investing in technology and how that will allow us to enhance kind of our efficiency across the board.
You talked earlier about the fact that you're now doing non-cannabis armored transport and diversifying into that area. So you want to be a lot more considered where Tulare becomes a trend center and obviously becomes a more significant name in broader logistics. So leveraging experience you've had in the highly regulated cannabis sector to make that a competitive advantage to get more people that are non-cannabis to go ahead and work with you, how has that worked out so far?
Yeah, it's been amazing. The cannabis industry forced us to develop higher security standards and regulatory compliance than many traditional armored car carriers. We're now applying that expertise to non-cannabis cash transport, bringing a fresh approach to a market that hasn't innovated in decades. And what makes us different? Our tech-driven security. Many armored car companies still operate with outdated and manual systems. We use real-time tracking, AI-powered route optimizations, and automated reporting to deliver a superior service. We have specialized personnel. Unlike traditional carriers, we employ retired law enforcement and military professionals, bringing that higher level of security expertise. And that we're industry agnostic to the solution. Our secure logistics models apply to more than just cannabis. We're now serving financial institutions, high-end retail locations, and any high-value asset transport. So by modernizing armored transport, we're carving out a unique position in the market, and we're just getting started.
Let's go and direct people to the website and what they should be doing when they go there.
Find us and please apply contact@tulare.com and reach out to us for any type of services.
Fantastic. So there's much there to go and get to. Logistics you can trust and offering solutions for an emerging industry. So as we attest here, Ari, the fact that you made it a point very clear by having to go and put such high security measures and such attention to detail into the technology and to what you do and to the recruitment process, everything that's done right now is so tedious that it's just really go ahead and put a lot of effort and work into creating a great system here that anybody can go and access. So again, we want to go and direct people to Tulare.com, TALARIA.com. And again, I'm here with the CEO of Tulare Transportation, Ari Raftis, here on Grassroots Marketing. Thanks again for being on with us, and we'll definitely keep the door open to have you back in once again.
Thank you. Thank you. It was amazing being on the show. And just as a closing part, I just wanted to share that Tulare isn't just a cannabis logistics company. We are a security, technology, and financial solution company that happens to specialize in cannabis. We've built an industry-leading operation by focusing on compliance, security, and innovation. And as this industry continues to evolve, we'll be right there, driving it forward one step at a time.
Thanks again, Ari.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games. Or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.